The rain fell in sheets outside my office. It was the kind of rain that... No, I'm sorry. In point of fact, it would be extremely disingenuous of me to say that. It did drizzle a bit earlier, but that tapered off, and now while I would describe conditions as decidedly damp, it's not actually raining right now. I know it's customary for a private detective, or Seamus, as we're sometimes called, to discuss the weather conditions in some detail prior to taking a case, and those descriptions inevitably seem to involve precipitation of some kind, but it can't always be raining, despite the misheld apprehensions many people have about this region. If you were to look at a graph of the cumulative rainfall in this city and compare it to, say, the Gulf Coast region... Oh, I think I may have a client. The woman, pardon me, dame. Sorry, you don't mind me calling you a dame, do you? No? Excellent. I'll be just one more moment. The dame entered my office, her scent reminiscent of fresh lilac and something stranger, more elusive. I could have lost myself in a Proustian fugue attempting to parse the complex sense memory generated in that moment.
Are you finished?
Oh, yes, terribly sorry. Mortimer Dulcimer, private investigator, at your service. And sorry, to be clear, you are here for a private investigator, yes?
That's right. My husband...
It's just, I've had at least three other people walk in here expecting... Well, I'm not sure what they were expecting. Not me. I suppose it's not customary for a private detective to take an office on such a high floor.
Yes, I did find that a little...
Only I find that sort of dingy office that most people imagine a PI working out of to be highly impractical. I need room for my law books, my crime lab, the dark room.
This is a very nice office. Solid oak furniture, leather, upholstered seats. Is this pen gold?
Well, gold-plated, yes. An actual gold pen would be exceptionally difficult to write with.
You don't even have Venetian blinds.
No, I find these curtains do a much more effective job of blocking out the unwanted light pollution that assorted neon signs adjacent to this building produce. Easier to clean, too.
I suppose you have a girl come in every Thursday to keep things tidy.
Wednesdays, actually. You got quiet, miss. Was there something...
Didn't you notice me putting this cigarette into my mouth? Surely a private dick, such as yourself, would have observed.
Oh, I saw. I was, if we're being entirely truthful, attempting to ignore it.
Well, no. I can't think of why you'd do that.
Why are you looking at me that way?
I was hoping you might give me a light.
Yes, well, you can't actually smoke in here. The aforementioned darkroom contains highly combustible chemicals, and I find it's just easier...
Oh, come now, Mr. Dulcimer. May I call you Mortimer?
Until we're better acquainted, Mr. Dulcimer might be more appropriate.
Haven't you ever broken a rule before?
I suppose I must have, inadvertently, at some point, but I've never done so consciously. That would, I believe, undermine my position as a duly deputized law enforcement official.
People who try to control me tend to have very bad luck.
Nonsense! Luck is just simply an imagined connection between random events. It's not a quantifiable phenomenon.
Neither am I. I'm trouble.
I see. If that's the case, miss, I suppose I'll have to ask you to leave.
What?
I run a reputable business here. If you're insinuating that you require my services for some illegal or immoral purpose...
What kind of a private detective are you?
The kind, miss... Sorry, this would go much easier for me if I had your name.
Todlick. Mrs. Ursula Todlick.
Thank you. Well, Mrs. Todlich, I'm the kind of detective who received a doctorate in criminology and a double master's in pathology and chemistry. I'm fully accredited through the city, the county, and the state. And I've read untold volumes of case files.
It's pronounced Todlick. How many cases have you worked before, Mr. Dulcimer?
Officially? One.
One case?
Well, technically two, but they were both ride-alongs with an experienced officer who was, officially speaking, in charge of the case, so I count them each as half.
What on earth is a ride-along?
Oh, that's where a policeman or detective allows a citizen, typically one with an academic interest in policing, such as myself, to follow them discreetly and observe their work. Quietly, of course, that part was emphasized repeatedly.
With you, I just bet it was.
I'm quite keen to get my hands dirty with some field work, however, provided it's reputable field work. Which brings us neatly to our earlier point, Mrs. Todlich. Are you here for a reputable reason?
Todlich. And the reputablest.
I'm not sure that's exactly a word, but I believe I take your meaning. We can't be inflexible when it comes to language, you know. Context is key. So, what's the job?
It's my husband.
I see. This would be Mr. Todlich, then? Has he gone missing?
No, my deadbeat louse of a ball and chain is stepping out on me.
Stepping out? Oh, you suspect infidelity?
More than suspect.
That's quite a serious allegation. I assume you have some proof to substantiate it?
Well, no. That's why I'm here. I want you to find the proof.
Oh, I see. Now my involvement in this affair becomes clear, if you'll pardon the unintentional pun.
What are you?
Affair. Although we haven't proof at this stage, it would be more correct to say my involvement in this alleged affair.
Well, once we have that proof, I can get a divorce, and then you're free to be as involved as you'd like.
I should think that once I've provided you with the evidence of adultery with which you've potentially tasked me, my services would no longer be required.
I'm sure we could find some additional services for you to provide.
Well, I am a licensed notary, if you need to file any affidavits relating to the impending dissolution of your nuptials.
I could show you my nuptials. If that would get you going.
Yes, I think a copy of your marriage certificate would be helpful. Just so we can be certain that everything's in order.
Fine.
Excellent. This card here explains my rates, which, generally speaking, operate on a per diem basis with the standard addition of expenses.
Sure.
You know, film for my camera, cab fare if necessary.
Fine. I'll pay it. Can we just go?
What, you mean now?
Yes, my husband, Todd, is his name.
Your husband's name is Todd Todlich?
Yes, that's exactly it.
It seems unlikely that your husband's parents would have been unaware of the redundancy of naming their son with the leading syllable of their surname, and unless, of course, they were deliberately seeking a sort of poetic repetitiveness for effect.
Yes, that one. Poetic. Can we go now? My husband is going to be at the fights tonight.
The fights? You mean boxing?
Of course I mean boxing. What did you think I meant?
I find that it's best not to assume.
Of course you do. Yes, boxing. My husband is a boxer. Not one of the good ones, though. He usually goes up to kill some time before the main event later in the evening. Word is he's making time with some dumb Dora cigarette girl who works at the arena.
This young woman's name is Dora?
No, that's... You know what? Maybe it is. I'm hiring you to find out, all right? Can you just get whatever you need to help me catch him with this bear cat? That's just an expression. She's a human woman. So I can ditch this manacle on my ring finger and get on with my life.
Certainly. Camera and coat.
And,
oh, of course, my hat. This is 1938. A man doesn't go out in public without a hat. It simply isn't done.
I meant a gat.
Beg your pardon?
A heater, a Roscoe, the thing that separates you from the other poor saps who ain't packing.
A firearm?
And here I had you figured for a sap. Yes, a firearm.
Oh, I never carry one. I'm technically licensed to do so, but I can't imagine a scenario in which one would ever be required in this line of work.
You really can't, can you?
Did you know that the notorious gangster, Al Capone? You've heard of Al Capone, haven't you?
Of course I've heard of Al Capone.
One can't assume. I can get quite carried away with my research.
You don't say.
And I don't ever like to presuppose that anyone I'm speaking to has the same exhaustive knowledge of criminal law as I have. Capone wasn't brought down with a firearm, Miss Todlich.
No, I suppose he wasn't. They got him on tax evasion, didn't they?
They did indeed. And that, in essence, is my philosophy of law enforcement.
I'm sure any hood you may run into who will be wearing iron would be happy to provide you with his 1040 in triplicate before he tries to plug you.
A simple trip to City Hall would...
Can we just... Beat it already.
Quite a deft bit of wordplay there, as we're off to take in a bout of competitive pugilism. Lead on.
I don't know why I assumed you'd know the way. Let's go.
My word, this is even more alarmingly brutal than I'd have ever imagined.
The left! Use the left!
Murder that bum!
Get off the ropes, you dumb palooka!
Hey, don't you call him that. I got 20 bucks riding on that dumb palooka. That's a lot of money in 1938.
I assume that fellow in the black trunks has been offered a sum that slightly exceeds his normal income to take or feign incompetence and, as they say, throw the fight.
That fellow in the black trunks is my husband. And no, he's not getting any payoff. He's just bad at boxing.
But that sort of thing does happen regularly in this sport, does it not?
How would I know?
It's just, I've read about that in so many case files, and it would be extremely disheartening to discover that it wasn't actually true. Not that I want there to be crime happening, you understand. Oh my, that looked extremely painful. I hope your husband is well out of that situation soon.
Oh, he's out all right. And they'll drag what's left of him out of the ring in...
Seven, eight, nine, ten! The winner and still champion!
And this sort of thing happens in every boxing match, does it?
Certainly every match that Todd fights in, yes.
Is he going to be all right?
That chippy up there seems to be asking the same question.
Is that the young woman you suspect has an illicit involvement with your husband?
The one who just set down her tray of Lucky Strikes and shoved her tongue down his throat? Yes. I see all of that schooling you had made you quite the detective.
And they're just... My, they're just completely comfortable brazenly necking in front of all these people.
Where did you learn a word like necking? Oh! Could you warn a girl before you set off a Roman candle directly in her line of sight?
You wanted photographic evidence of your husband's infidelity, Miss Todlick. And that turned out to be much easier than expected, given their unapologetically public display and the completely rational expectation of the crowd that someone at this event might deign to snap a photo. This would appear to be, as the textbooks say, an open and shut case.
Well, that's a feather in your cap.
Oh yes, my hat! I nearly forgot. Once we get back to my office and the dark room therein, we should be able to develop this picture and you'll have all the proof you need. Oh, hello?
Todd.
Yeah, that's right, Ursula. Todd, your husband. The man what you're married to in sickness or death do us part.
Actually, I believe you may have mangled the syntax of that common vow.
That's... rich coming from you. We saw you with that floozy in the ring. You'd have to have been loaded not to see it.
I don't know what you think you seen.
Saw.
But here's you with this wet sock when you're supposed to be waiting for me at home.
I locked the door before I went out, Todd. And Mortimer here.
Mr. Dulcimer, I'd like to keep this a professional relationship, if at all possible.
Mr. Dulcimer here is a private detective I hired to prove what I already knew.
Yeah, all I know is I'm gonna knock this wet smack's block off.
Well, now which is it, Mr. Todlick? Am I a wet sock or a wet smack? Furthermore, I'd prefer it if you left my block where it is, thank you.
Todd, don't hurt him. He obviously doesn't have your arms. He can't defend himself.
I'm perfectly capable of...
Don't be a card.
Is that an expression?
You're an expression!
Well, I don't see how that's... Ow, my nose!
That's right. And one of these, and a few more like that. Yeah, that's right. I lost in the ring, and I need to prove I'm a man now. Shut up, Dad.
I'd prefer it if you didn't. Now, see here. That's going to mean a serious medical bill for me, and come now. This is a new suit.
And as for your camera and this so-called inseminating evidence...
I'm certain nobody's so-called it that.
This is what I think of your camera.
That's... unfortunate. I was rather fond of it myself.
Now then, Ursula, I'll be on my way to do whatever it is I damn well please with whoever.
Whomever.
Whoever I want. I'll be home. Or maybe I won't. So long, baby.
Well, that could have gone better.
I can't. I mean, I never meant for you to be put through this, Mr... Oh, God, under the circumstances, can't I please call you Mortimer now?
Mr. Dulcimer will still do, thanks.
We need to get you to a hospital.
Yes, that would be advisable. If you wouldn't mind helping me to my feet.
Except, wait, what's this?
Which?
It's a matchbook. Todd must have dropped it when he was roughing you up.
Oh, that's what was caught in my throat. It's a tooth. That's not where that belongs at all.
This matchbook is from La Harangue Rouge. I bet that's where Todd's been disappearing with that sour twist.
As I understand it, Mrs. Todlick, the word twist is considered the most offensive possible appellation for a young woman.
I stand by it.
Yes, in any event, it may behoove us to seek a taxi or other motorized conveyance to get me to the aforementioned hospital.
There's no time for that. We've got to get back to La Harangue Rouge right away. If he's going right back to shacking up with that hussy, I want to get proof before he decides to blow town altogether.
Very well. I suppose the customer is always right. The ensuing chase did not end up taking us to La Harangue Rouge. Something in me sort of assumed it wouldn't, but we did visit an exceptionally high number of establishments that I would consider disreputable at best. For the better part of that evening, we visited dive bars, seedy hotels, a dishonest-to-goodness opium den, and what appeared to be an exclusive orgy club for millionaires. I took careful note of all illegal activities I witnessed, with every intention of reporting said activities to the proper authorities when my business was concluded. I'm relatively certain that at least one of my ribs had been fractured, if not completely broken, in my encounter with Mr. Todlick. But Mrs. Todlick was very insistent that we continue despite any discomfort either of us may be experiencing. She, for her part, seemed completely absent of discomfort, but it was noble of her, just the same, to volunteer me to heroically persevere. It was daybreak when we finally returned to my office, or more accurately, what was left of my office.
Oh my God, what happened here?
It seems that someone has ransacked my office in my absence.
Oh, it's horrible. They've broken your windows, destroyed your furniture.
Indeed. They appear to have cleaned out everything of value in my desk as well.
Who would do such a thing?
Who indeed?
What does that mean?
It means, Mrs. Todlick, if that is indeed your name, which I'm nearly 100% convinced it isn't, that I've been the victim of what you would likely refer to colloquially as a scam.
How dare you?
No, I don't think so. I think if anyone in this room deserves to utter that melodramatic cliché, it is I. It is me? I? Me? I've never been entirely clear on that one, despite my extensive schooling.
You can't possibly think that I had anything to do with this, Mortimer, darling.
I've told you 3 times now we don't have the kind of relationship where I'm comfortable being addressed by my first name. And we certainly don't have that kind of relationship. Remove your hands from there immediately.
I just don't know what you want.
What I want is for you to end this charade. I am fully aware that I've been played for, as you would probably say, a sap, but I don't believe you realize the extent to which I realize that.
What exactly?
I am, as has been previously established, exceptionally well-versed in criminal methodology. It was apparent to me from the moment you entered this office that your true intention was to keep me distracted, and more importantly, out of my rather elegantly appointed office, to allow the man you claim is your husband, and quite probably the chippy with whom you claim he's shacking up, to enter said office and burglarize same.
What gave it away?
Oh my, everything.
Really? We were that obvious?
Please step away from the window. Thank you. Yes, literally everything you've said and done since you came in here telegraphed your motives. That bar we went off looking for, La Harangue Rouge, it's French for red herring. Were you even trying?
I thought that one was pretty clever, actually.
I dare say you did. You probably also believed you were being clever when you emphasized the words rich and loaded to, well, let's just call him your husband, whether or not he actually is. Just for the sake of simplicity.
As it happens, he is.
First you told him, in no uncertain terms, that I was, in your eyes, affluent. Then you told him, using more of what we will laughingly call your code, that that my office was locked and that the address could be found on a card inside my jacket. I always carry spare business cards in my suit jacket pocket, and I noticed that one of them was missing following my encounter with your husband, as well as the key to my office.
Caught on to that, did you?
Of course, he didn't start to rough me up, as you would say, until you'd told him that I was unarmed. But then, knowing he could have unfettered access to a luxurious office filled with pawnable assets, and knowing that you had every intention of keeping me distracted with an absurd wild goose chase, he proceeded to pummel me senseless.
Say, this guy ain't such a bad detective after all. But you know what'd be better than droning on and on about you getting the stuffing tore out of you? A demonstration. Oh, what the?
Darling, be careful.
Oh!
Todd, what's he done to you?
Down for the count with only one punch. I didn't know the little guy had it in him.
How on earth did you...
I'm versed in a wide array of martial arts, purely for self-defense. This particular move is adapted from an ancient technique...
I think he broke my back!
But why did you...
Why did I allow him to beat me that first time outside the boxing arena? Two reasons. First, I needed you to believe I'd fallen for your ruse in order to see your scheme played out. The police will be arriving presently. And there they come now.
You can't prove any of this.
Oh, but I can. Your husband made off with quite a few of my valuables, but he seems to have spared the dictaphone I keep in my desk here.
I didn't know what that was, and it looked heavy.
I've been recording everything you've both said since we came back earlier.
And two?
Two? Oh, yes, of course. The second reason I allowed Todd... Okay, seriously, your name isn't actually Todd Todlick, right? That was just an ill-chosen nom de plume?
No, that's actually my name.
It's pronounced Todlich.
I thought you told him that.
Well, that's just awful. Anyway, I allowed him those punches in order to size him up, so that if and when we faced off again, as we did just now... I'd have a much better idea of what to expect.
Just like a boxer.
Yes, it was indeed a trick I picked up watching you engage in your rather barbaric line of work. And thanks to another ancient technique in which I'm rather adept, I managed to contort my body to minimize the impact of his rather considerable blows.
Why didn't she try to seduce him?
Oh, she tried. Good heavens, did she try.
I think he's a dud or something, or maybe he's just not into dames.
On the contrary, Mrs. Todlick, I'm quite into dames. In fact, I'm engaged to be wed to a woman for whom I have a rather significant fondness. I'd show you her picture, but Mr. Todlick here seems to have absconded with my antique silver picture frame.
Wait, that gal in the photo was your fiancé? I thought that was a picture of Greta Garbo.
Yes, she's quite lovely, isn't she? So you see, Mrs. Todlick... My love and devotion to my intended made me quite immune to your advances. You really must learn that not every man will lose his good sense if you bat your eyelashes at him.
Most other men do.
Now then, if we're quite finished, I believe the boys from the 6th Precinct should be reaching this floor via the elevator any second now. Right. You should both know I'll be prosecuting you to the fullest extent of the law. And now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to give a statement to the sergeant, and then I'm going to go visit my beautiful fiancé. Good day to you both. Oh, and look at that. It's just started to rain. Solving my first case was nice, but now I really feel like a proper detective. So long, you smugs. See you in the funny papers. Oh, almost forgot my hat.